It has been 4 weeks since the Sujud Tun concentration camp was exposed to the world. A series of rather disturbing developments have surfaced during this time. First, two informants have stepped forward and revealed that the Sujud Tun concentration camp has been harvesting internal organs from living Falun Gong practitioners and then disposing of their bodies in a crematorium. After the camp was revealed to the world, Beijing in fact remained silent for 3 whole weeks. Afterwards, a spokesperson from China's Foreign Affairs Ministry denied the report in an unprecedented press conference. The denial sparked a series of responses. 2 days later, the Epoch Times revealed a letter from a veteran military doctor from Shenyang City, where the camp was located. He confirmed the existence of an underground Sujud Tun concentration camp. Moreover, he revealed there are in fact dozens of such camps all over China. Meanwhile, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong published its second investigative report, which includes the transcripts of all the telephone dialogues between its investigators and medical doctors in China. The transcripts confirm that Sujud Tun is not the only place that harvests living Falun Gong practitioners' internal organs.
After the second informant stepped forward with more details about Sujud Tun, people spent 3 weeks in shock, anxiety, and all kinds of surmises. During those 3 weeks, Beijing remained unusually silent until March 28th, when a spokesman at its Foreign Affairs Ministry denied all the reports of concentration camps in a first-time-ever press conference.
It is impossible for Beijing to make any response immediately after the Sujud Tun camp was exposed, because they needed some time to clean it up and cover it up. In 3 weeks' time, I believe Beijing has conducted a series of damage control efforts before it responded publicly to the reports.
2 days after the press conference in Beijing, a veteran military doctor in Shenyang City, which is the same city where the Sujud Tun camp was located, wrote a letter to the Epoch Times. Perhaps this was in response to the ministry's denial. He confirmed the existence of the Sujud Tun concentration camp. He added that there are dozens of such camps all over China.
The so-called hospitals in Sujud Tun are but one of 36 similar concentration camps all over China. Heilongjiang, Jilin, and Liaoning provinces imprisoned the largest number of Falun Gong practitioners. The concentration camp in Jiutai area, Jilin province, is the fifth largest prison camp for Falun Gong practitioners in China. This camp alone detains over 14,000 practitioners. Based on information I have access to, the largest concentration camp is in Jilin province. This concentration camp, codenamed 672-S, imprisons over 120,000 people. A large number of Falun Gong practitioners, felons, and prisoners of conscience from all over China are there, but I do not know its address. In the so-called underground concentration camp of the Sujud Tun District Hospital, there were indeed over 10,000 people kept there in early 2005. But at the present time, the number of detainees there is maintained at 600 to 750. Many detainees have been transferred to other concentration camps.
According to the veteran military doctor, it is too late to travel to Sujud Tun to conduct an investigation because it is a piece of cake for the Chinese Communist Party to transfer several thousand people in a short amount of time.
It takes no more than a day to transfer 5,000 people in a closed freight train on a special route. I have witnessed a specially dispatched freight train transferring over 7,000 people in one trip from Tianjin to the Jilin area. It ran at night, guarded by the Chinese army. Everyone on the train was handcuffed to specially designed handrails on top of the ceiling, like rotisserie chickens.
The so-called hospitals in Sujud Tun are but one of 36 similar concentration camps all over China. This is the most shocking part of the letter. If this is true, how many people are imprisoned in these 36 camps? Are all 36 camps harvesting internal organs from living Falun Gong practitioners? And how long have they been doing this? No doubt it will be a daunting challenge to uncover all the gruesome details, but we did find some interesting statistics once we shifted our attention to the current organ transplant condition in China.
If you search for news on the internet using the keyword organ transplant, you will probably come to understand the following. Firstly, the quantity of organ transplants in China now ranks second in the world, just after the United States. Secondly, there is a severe lack of organ donors. Take kidney transplant as an example. There are 500,000 patients in China every year waiting for a kidney transplant, but there are only 5,000 patients every year on average that can obtain a kidney, which makes it a 1 to 100 ratio. The average waiting time is 6 months to 1 year. On the other hand, some hospitals in China say they have a huge supply of organs. Changhai Hospital, one of the second military medical university's affiliated hospitals, makes the following claim about its urology department on its website. 1. It has a large supply of kidneys of excellent quality that help the healing after kidney transplants. And 2. It has a large supply of kidneys, so the waiting time for a kidney is very short. Note that the original content of this webpage was deleted after the Sujiatun concentration camp was exposed. The aforementioned content came from Google's cache page from January 16, 2006. Changhai Hospital's advertisement is reminiscent of a meat shop. Makes one wonder how on earth this hospital can have such a hefty supply of kidneys when there is such a dire demand for kidneys all across China. The China International Transplantation Network Assistance Center, or CITNAC, based in Shenyang City, made even more shocking boasts on its website. Its Chinese advertisement was also deleted after the Sujiatun concentration camp was exposed, but its English website continues to make the following guarantee in its FAQ section. It may take only 1 week to find a suitable donor, the maximum time being 1 month because the kidney transplant needs to find an HLA tissue match. CITNAC even makes the following guarantee. Despite the strict matching tissue process, the medical team will terminate the organ transplant surgery should they find any problem with the donor's organ. In this situation, the patient is guaranteed to have another organ within a week. CITNAC is not the only hospital in Shenyang City making such a bold advertisement. The following is an audio recording of an actual telephone dialogue between a reporter and a medical doctor at Shenyang Medical College.
The probability of matching a donor with a specific recipient is very low. Let me give you an example. Between siblings, the probability of matching one donor with a sibling is as low as 25%. Matching a donor with a recipient who is not a blood relative varies. In China, the lowest probability reported is 1.2%. In other words, there is over a 90% probability that it won't match. In the United States, the lowest probability reported is about 5 to 6%.
If you go on the list, the chances of your getting a perfect match are not great. This does not happen often in a way for any individual patient that goes on the list, but we do have a priority of matching in this country. So the donor antigens, the donor markers are identified, and then we try and find a recipient that matches that donor, whether it be here in New England or in some other part of the country.
Normally, there is a vast number of people in need of organs, but there is a very small number of donors. The supply of organs is always much lower than the demand. This is a typical situation for organ transplant matching. However, there are now reports that a foreigner can find a matching organ in mainland China in less than 2 weeks. This is quite perplexing. If there is only one organ available in China, there is over a 90% chance that the foreigner will not be able to match with the donor's organ. Now, the organ transplant matching in China is what I call reverse organ transplant matching. What happens now is that a person can travel to China and have a blood and tissue check. Next, the hospital will quickly find a matching donor. This means there must be an extremely large human organ bank in China. This is a most unusual situation. In the United States or other countries, there is never such a large human organ bank. It is not unusual for a patient to wait 2, 3, or even 8 years for a matching organ.
I don't know how one guarantees there's no other way of guaranteeing the opportunity of having an organ available on a scheduled basis other than to say we'll have to schedule an execution. So the comment that you make that these websites exist guaranteeing that an organ will be available is alarming to me and immediately back to the issue that we brought to attention just a moment ago. And that is, how does one make a guarantee other than saying we're going to have to a quota of so many executions necessary to allow for these guarantees?
In the subsequent investigation, we discovered that these hospitals in Shenyang City have an ample and stable supply of organs. Moreover, they use only organs from living human beings. In the FAQ section of CITNAC, we discovered a shocking answer to a question.
Are the organs for the pancreas transplant from brain-dead patients?
Our organs do not come from brain-dead victims because the state of the organ may not be good.
On its Chinese website, there is another abominable answer to a question.
Is it possible to be infected with diseases like HIV or hepatitis after the kidney's been transplanted?
It is not necessary to worry about that. The biggest problem with a kidney transplantation is the tissue match. Before the living kidney transplantation, we will examine the donor's renal functions and leukocytes in order to assure the safety of the kidney. So it is more safe and reliable here than in other countries, where the organ is not from a living donor.
In a living kidney transplant, a kidney must be transferred from the donor to the recipient within 24 hours. According to our investigation, most investigated hospitals transfer the kidneys from living donors within 10 hours. This is a clear indication that the source of the kidneys are very conveniently available to the hospitals.
A report by Hua Sheng newspaper on December 24, 2004, quoted Assistant Professor Wu Gang from the Chinese Medical College's affiliated organ transplant center, quote, "There is more than an ample supply of kidneys in Shenyang City. Therefore, people who try to sell their kidneys can hardly find any buyers, despite their advertisements," end quote. Let's clarify one thing first. Chinese law prohibits human organ trading. With this in mind, how can hospitals in Shenyang City possibly have such an ample supply of organs while all of China has a severe shortage of donors? Where on earth do these hospitals in Shenyang get their human organs? To answer this question, we need to consider the traditional sources of these human organs available to transplant centers in China.
There are mainly three types of sources. First, living donors from a patient's own family. Take kidney transplantation as an example. Living kidney transplants represent a very small portion of kidney transplants in China. The Beijing Modern Commercial News published an article on June 10, 2004, entitled "Organ Transplantation, Is It Moving Forward or Backward?" It reveals a statistic. Only 1.5% of the kidneys that are transplanted in China came from patients' families or relatives. The second source of organs comes from people who die accidentally and who donated their organs beforehand. In China, there is not yet any law for brain death. In addition, there is no nationwide organ donation registration system. Owing to traditional concepts of being buried with every organ and body part intact, the Chinese people are more reluctant to donate their organs. These are all the reasons that contribute to the fact that there has been a very small number of willing organ donors in China. There is a Chinese newspaper called Chutian City Paper. On March 29, 2005, it published the very first case of a brain death patient whose organs were used in a transplant. In other words, no organ transplant had used organs from brain dead patients before that time. The third source comes from executed death row prisoners. China may be the only country in the world that does this. The Chinese Communist Party has been denying it for a very long time. Finance magazine revealed sales of organs from executed prisoners. At the World Health Organization's Manila branch meeting held from November 7th to 9th, 2005, Deputy Minister of China's Health Ministry Huang Jiefu admitted for the first time that the majority of organ transplants in China use organs from death row prisoners.
The majority of organ transplants use organs from death row prisoners. If this is true, it fails to explain a strange phenomenon. Take Shenyang City as an example. CITNAC, or short for China International Transplantation Network Assistance Center in Shenyang City, can find a matching kidney for a patient in a time span between 1 week and 1 month, while a patient in China on average needs to wait 6 months to a year. Moreover, CITNAC uses kidneys from living donors. In other words, the supply of living kidneys is at least 10 times more than the nation's average. We've already learned that the majority of organ transplants in China use organs from executed prisoners. With this in mind, does it mean that Shenyang has 10 times more death row prisoners than the rest of the country? And if not, where else do they procure living organs besides executed prisoners?
They are not getting organs from executed prisoners. They are capable of procuring living organs, and they have an extremely large living organ bank. These three facts have suggested a very horrible situation. Organ transplant matching is a very complex process that involves blood type matching, tissue matching, and cross matching. In other words, a hospital has to examine the blood, tissues, and cells of all the donors at its disposal in advance so that it can harvest any specific donor's organs at any time for a patient in need of organs. This means all the people in its organ bank have lost their physical freedom, and their organs are entirely at the disposal of the hospitals. To be more specific, they share the same fate as livestock at the chopping block. Let's think about it. There is such a colossal group of people in China incarcerated in organ farms. Their families probably don't know where they are or their helpless situation.
So what can we make of these horrible allegations revealed by the three informants about the Sujiatun concentration camps harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners? Let's take a look at further evidence. Information accidentally disclosed by the Chinese government and China's health organizations that fully support the reports from the three informants.
On March 31, 2006, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong published its second investigation report on the Sujiatun concentration camp.
During our investigation, we encountered a horrifying fact. Most of the medical doctors that took our calls openly admitted and even advertised that they can provide organs taken from Falun Gong practitioners.
According to the investigation by the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, at least in Henan Province, Shandong, Shanghai, Guangzhou, Beijing, Tianjin, Liaoning Province, and Hubei Province, there are hospital staff or organ transplant surgeons that guarantee to supply Falun Gong practitioners' organs. Here are some examples. Liver Transplant Center in Qianfoshan City, Shandong Province. Zhongshan Hospital of Fudan University in Shanghai. The first center hospital in Tianjin, Oriental Organ Transplant Center. On March 17, 2006, the second informant revealed that the Sujiatun concentration camp was located in the Liaoning Province Thrombosis Treatment Center of Integrated Chinese and Western Medicine. Its on-site crematory oven is actually a boiler room. Some destitute farmers from nearby farming villages were hired to work in the boiler room. Allegedly, these farmers stole jewelry and watches from Falun Gong practitioners before throwing their bodies into the incinerator. The following is the actual audio recording of the phone conversation with one of the farmers that works in the boiler room.
你们是他们本院职工还是农民招来的？
农民呢？我听说你们不单纯是烧锅炉，也负责焚烧尸体，是吗？
那我听说焚烧尸体的时候，有的时候呢，你们会有一些额外的，就是发现一些首饰啊、一些手表啊、项链啊这些东西，我收购一下可以吗？ 包括你那些同事。你是哪呀？如果你愿意的话，我们见面说好吗？同意的话呢，我就找个地方，我们俩见面，然后价格呢，我们可以协商，只要你愿意，我愿意，我们就成交。然后呢，你有多少我都要，你看行吗？那太远了，我不能去。我不会上太远的地方，你也可以你挑。你。Minghui.org
or the English sister site ClearWisdom.net issues an urgent announcement on April 6th. Hospitals and transplant centers in many provinces and cities in China are rushing to perform a large number of transplant operations.
Urgent announcement. Falun Gong practitioners in underground concentration camps, including Sujiatun, have been secretly relocated and are subject to slaughter at any time. Meanwhile, some hospitals in China have suddenly increased the number of transplant operations. According to tips from mainland China and investigations, the Chinese Communist regime hastily published the interim regulation for human organ transplant practice after the Sujiatun concentration camp was exposed. However, the regulation will not take effect until July 1st, 2006, and thus we suspect the regime is allowing time to destroy all evidence of the crimes.
According to our investigation, hospitals and organ transplant centers in many provinces and cities, such as Heilongjiang Province, Liaoning Province, Jilin Province, Beijing, Tianjin, Henan Province, Hebei Province, and Hubei Province, are working overtime for large batches of organ transplant surgeries. Hospitals even encouraged our investigators to hurry up and come to China right away if they want to have an organ transplant. Some even promised to find an organ from a matching donor in a day or two.
According to the current investigation results, the sudden increase of organ supply in many different areas of China cannot be a decision made by any local government. The Chinese Communist Party is suspected of having made plans to wipe out all of the remaining Falun Gong practitioners imprisoned in their human organ harvesting farms in order to eliminate evidence.
Like the veteran military doctor said, it is a piece of cake for the Chinese Communist Party to make thousands of people disappear overnight or completely change a place beyond recognition. Chinese Communist Party is now confidently and generously inviting the media to come investigate and tour Sujiatun. It never blinks an eye when it denies ever killing any Falun Gong practitioners, just as it denied ever killing anyone in the June 4th student massacre at Tiananmen Square in 1989. The only thing it is incapable of controlling is the fact that one Chinese after another is stepping forward to reveal the truth. This is Qian Wong for Zooming In. We'll see you next time.